Listen anytime, anywhere to News Talk 1010 Toronto through your Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Jerry Agar continues.
Wildfire smoke sifts into Ontario and Quebec, bringing hazardous air quality is the headline here. Weather specialist for CP24, CTV News in Your Morning is Jess Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm well. I don't seem to be too much affected by this, but I have a friend who was affected by it before it even started happening here, was affected by some of the stuff leaking over from BC.
And just to put it in perspective, we'll go by the numbers. Right now, there are 420 wildfires actively burning in Canada as of this morning. Nearly 250 of those are out of control. And in Quebec specifically, there are more than 150 wildfires burning right now. That is what's causing a lot of our issue, Jerry, as we head really throughout the majority of the next 3 to 4 days. And the wind really is kind of the driving factor in all this. A northerly wind and a pretty gusty afternoon ahead of us is going to push a lot of that smoke into our area. So if you have any breathing challenges, that comes down to COPD, asthma, if you're pregnant, if you have lung disease, if you're recovering from any surgeries, you want to limit your time outdoors if possible, because this really is taking us right through to the end of the week.
Yeah, we're going to be back in masks.
Pretty much. I mean, if you have an apparatus that can help you breathe, whether that's a filter that you can put into your air conditioning unit at home, there are a lot of portable filters you can add into your home. I recommend you do so, because it is just going to be challenging. Listen, even if you don't have breathing challenges, you notice that bit of a kind of a burning feeling in the back of your throat sometimes when you're spending a great deal of time outdoors. So just be careful, and you'll kind of look up into the sky today and over the next few days, and what really should be brilliant blue sky is going to be masked because of that wildfire smoke. And this is something that we're contending with really right across the province. We have air quality statements in place in Ontario. We have some smog advisories in place in parts of Quebec. And this is just going to be kind of amplified by the fact that we don't have a lot of active weather moving in that's going to really relieve any of these fires. And the wind direction, again, out of the north, pushing all that smoke into our atmosphere is going to kind of carry us right through to really at least Saturday.
Now, I got a text message here, Jess, reads, I can really smell and see the smoke this morning in Markham. Thought somebody was having a campfire, and then I clued in, and it was the strong east wind. They're right about that?
They are. And it really is going to be one of those things, you will smell it before you see it sometimes, and it's going to have that kind of wildfire or that campfire smell to it. That is the wildfires that are active right now in Quebec. That smoke is being pushed into our area. Look at brief kind of breaks in some of that smoke throughout the day today, but really overall, this is going to kind of be a situation we are contending with right across the province. So this is not a great, I guess, a few days ahead as we kind of head in towards the weekend. There is some reprieve on the way. We are looking at the chance of a little rain as we head in towards Thursday, but it just won't be enough to kind of quell those fires naturally.
All right. How dangerous is this for people? I know you're not a doctor. You're a weather specialist, okay. But have you heard anything on that?
Nothing severe as of yet, but if you have lung disease, asthma, heart disease, if you're, I don't want to say older, I'm going to say mature, it really is going to be difficult for children that have asthma as well. If you can limit their time outdoors, keep those puffers handy. You might need to use them a little bit extra over the next couple of days. If you are concerned or you're feeling a little bit more, I guess, draggy or tired over the next couple of days, I would recommend you consult a doctor. They can definitely point you in the right direction. But this is something that is, if you are sensitive, you notice maybe you're coughing a little more, sneezing a little bit more, this is definitely related to the wildfire. So just be careful. And if you don't feel well, something is happening that is out of the ordinary, always check with your doctor.
All right. Did you see that? I think it was the mayor of Halifax, and and he put out a statement that, what was it? He said something about, this just goes against the don't be stupid rule, where people were putting, you know, in the midst of all of this, he had people doing campfires, and somebody was out burning leaves with a blowtorch, and I think that's what he said. This just goes against the don't be stupid rule.
I did see that interview. It just comes down to think about your neighbor, compassion for the people around you. A lot of these fires are unfortunately started by people unintentionally, you know, usually most of the time. So just be careful. Think before you act and be conscious of the fact that we are looking at some really dry conditions, which don't help the situation. So we can work together to make the situation a little bit better by just not adding to any of that stress.
Jess Smith is with me, weather specialist for CP24, CTV News. And your morning, we have a headline here from CTV News. Feds warn 2023 on a track to be the worst fire season ever seen in Canada. You mentioned the dry conditions. Like, would just a couple of good days of rain make a huge difference?
It's going to take a lot of rain, and we're looking at, you know, the wildfire situation potentially being an issue again at the end of the summer, just because we have a pretty dry summer ahead of us. So it's something that we will have to keep an eye on. I know that they're bringing in military from across the country, from other countries, to help with the wildfires in Quebec and in Alberta. So we are getting help from people all around the world, but this really comes down to just hoping that people take the advice of our elected officials to not burn anything extra right now, and we are going to keep a close eye on the rain. Unfortunately, in the foreseeable future, we don't have in our extended long-range forecast a ton of rain. So we really have to wait until the beginning of next week, if not later than that, to see some really good, consistent rain in our forecast.
Well, I don't understand how ultimately it's going to be better for me if I stay in the house, because all the air in the house comes from the outside in the first place, doesn't it?
It does. You have to really kind of take a look at your filter situation. The best practices really come down to making sure that you have a high efficiency filter in your home. If you've got one, you can look into portable filters, a lot of HEPA-related portable filters that you can add in, pure air purifiers as well. So it is challenging, because that's how, you know, our air gets into the house. It's filtered in. And what we can do is just kind of maybe take a look at the filters that we have. I know not every home has air conditioning, so when you can kind of maybe add in an air purifier, those are fairly portable, that can definitely help your situation. And just try to really check in on yourself and the people around you. If you have vulnerable people in your life, if you're vulnerable, make sure you're checking in with people to making sure that your neighbors are okay.
All right, but we're talking about the conditions that people are seeing, some people are feeling, because they have more breathing issues than others because we have wildfires in Quebec and Ontario. Does it make sense to you that some people could have noticed it here in Ontario, in Toronto, because of fires that were happening as far away as British Columbia?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a wildfire map that we use on your morning, and there's a smoke map as well. And you can see that as the jet stream kind of carries our weather right across from west to east, that wildfire smoke is transferring through. So depending on the direction of the wind, if we have a westerly wind and it's really strong right across the country, you'll see that smoke potentially from BC and Alberta blowing all the way across to Ontario and into parts of Atlantic Canada. And really, we've been bookended over the last couple of days with wildfires out west. We have wildfires in parts of northeastern Ontario, in Quebec, and then, of course, the challenging situations out towards Nova Scotia. So it really is a cross-country situation right now, which makes it very challenging to get to a lot of extended relief from this. Again, if you have masks that can help you when you're outside, that's definitely an added thing you can do if you do have to spend some time outdoors.
Okay. Well, and a lot of us don't notice it all that much, actually. Doesn't mean it's not happening. It just means that each individual is different. I'm able to, you know, I got my own problems, but this isn't one of them, I guess.
And even if we don't have, you know, the advisors in place at the ground level, you'll notice it really high up. So if it's really high up in the atmosphere, we won't always have the alerts here on the ground, but you'll notice it in the sky. So if the sunset looks a little extra kind of red, or the sky looks a little extra orange, that's just the wildfire smoke kind of dampening or adding a bit of a filter onto the sun. So if you don't have the challenges, you're one of the lucky ones. But as we head over the next couple of days, and depending on how the winds really start to play into this, everyone's going to notice at least that smell in the air.
Jess Smith, weather specialist, CP24, CTV News, and your morning. Thanks very much for doing this.
Thank you kindly.
All right. Now, one of the things that happened as a result of the story yesterday on people's outrage over Paul Bernardo being sent to medium security is the prison's people put out a statement. We'll get into whether that was adequate on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.